Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Monday, April 8th, 2024. Here are three big things you need to know. One, experts across the country are preparing to launch research missions during the eclipse today. NASA launching planes that will observe the outer layer of the sun and the dust ring that orbits it, only visible when most of the sun's light is blocked out. Also, scientists studying the quieting of wildlife, the effect on communications, the lowering of temperatures, all today during the solar eclipse. Two, for the second straight year, the Motor City Furry Con has been hit with a bomb threat. Sunday morning, just before 9 o'clock, a threat forced the Ann Arbor Marriott Ypsilanti at Eagle Creek to be evacuated. Hotel opened about 12:30 after an investigation determined the threat was not credible. The convention then held their afternoon lineup and charity auction without incident. And if you don't know what a furry con is, well, you're the lucky one. And number three, the Israeli military withdrawing ground troops from southern Gaza Strip. IDF said on Sunday that its 98th Division was leaving the Strip to recuperate and prepare for future operations. No further details given. Unclear if the withdrawal is related to Israel's plan to invade the southern city of Rafah, where it says Hamas militants are hiding. That's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks so much for joining us on this total solar eclipse day, April 8th, 2024. If you're headed down, have fun. If not, you'll still see like a 98% solar eclipse here in most of Michigan. And pretty decent skies, it appears, for that later on today. Later on this hour, Goran Lozo is with us. Why Americans are turning to karate for self-defense, we'll ask the question. Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation at the bottom of the hour. His new book is alongside me today, Next Gen Marxism, What It Is, How to Combat It. We'll talk with him about that. Julianne Thompson later this hour, too, Republican strategist and president of Main Street Network Strategies. So a busy hour, too, here on the Steve Gruber Show. If you miss anything or want to hear it again, because if you miss it, you won't know you've missed it until you've been there. You know what I mean. SteveGruber.com. Click on podcast. The crew does a great job of getting those segments up just after the show is done. Share with friends. SteveGruber.com or on Twitter, formerly X, at Steve Gruber Show. Find me there at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Some audio here to start this second hour of the program. And this is from MSNBC from the weekend. As Congressman Dan Kildee from Michigan, the 8th District of Michigan, was on MSNBC The Weekend this past weekend, talking about the presidential race, President Trump, and policies on the border, policies on illegal immigration. Two very interesting sound bites here from Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan. The first essentially insinuating if you don't support unlimited illegal immigration, you must be a racist. Congressman Dan Kildee here, cut one from
MSNBC. For whatever reason, there's a cohort of the American people, and I can't psychoanalyze them entirely, but I've got to believe part of that is that he does appeal to their fears, to their anger, to their sense that somehow they've been wronged. And rather than deal with the core inequities in our system, he finds a villain. And the villain happens to be people who don't look like his base, who speak with an accent, who come from somewhere else.
Dan Kildee, congressman on MSNBC, continuing in that conversation on the weekend on MSNBC, discussing President Trump and the platform, this idea that, you know, protecting the border, stopping the flow of illegal immigrants might be an important part of American policy. Well, that is foolish, apparently, according to the congressman. Here's cut two.
This is really a question about who we are as Americans. We are a nation of immigrants. But what Donald Trump is trying to do in the name of his own political expediency is to normalize bigotry again, to make it okay to hold those bigoted views and to try to motivate people to act on the worst instincts that they all carry inside them. And unfortunately, what he's doing is deciding that that's going to be the focus of his campaign.
Motivate people to act on the worst, their worst instincts. Now, the charitable interpretation of that is he wants to motivate people to vote for him based on their worst instincts, the worst portions of what's inside them. Of course, the interpretation that anyone would assign to President Trump if he said something similar to that is Dan Kildee saying that President Trump is encouraging supporters to act violently, to act out on those worst instincts. I think that's the interpretation of that comment if it were said by anyone on the right side of the political aisle. Making illegal immigration a platform for a presidential candidate is in essence an equation, or equating that to encouraging people to normalize bigotry and act on their worst instincts. You are racist if you support if you don't support unlimited illegal immigration. That is who we are as a country, says Congressman Dan Kildee on MSNBC this past weekend. Then we have stories like the one from Grand Rapids. 25-year-old Ruby Garcia found dead on the side of a Grand Rapids highway March 22nd. Brandon Ortiz, Vite, citizen of Mexico. Suburban Chicago. How about this story? Remember, if you think that perhaps we should stop the flow of some of these illegal immigrants, these illegal migrants across the border, you're a racist. You are normalizing bigotry if you want to stop things like a Carol Stream man, suburban Chicago, a Carol Stream man in the country illegally, which means he's not a Carol Stream man. He's from somewhere else and is here illegally. A man currently in Carol Stream, a suburban Chicago city. He arrived from Mexico just weeks ago, accused of murder and nearly decapitating his wife. Prosecutors said this past week on Monday that Baltazar Perez Estrada entered the Carol Stream Police Department, told officers he stabbed his wife, identified as 26-year-old Maricela Simon Franco. An investigation revealed that Perez Estrada and Franco were at her apartment, got into a verbal argument around 10 p.m., March 31st, argument turned physical. Perez Estrada stabbed Franco dozens of times in her head, neck, body, and hands, nearly decapitating her head. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Prosecutors said Perez Estrada illegally arrived in the U.S. from Mexico about 2 weeks ago, charged by the U.S. government with alien inadmissibility and given a future court date. The murder occurred in front of the couple's two minor children. He's been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder, due back in court April 25th. But remember, Dan Kildee says if you think that someone like that might want to keep him out of the country, probably a racist, want to normalize bigotry. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Monday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvet.